was so easy to steal the gum. Now I just feel so gross and guilty.
If you ask God for forgiveness, He will wash your sins away, good as new. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you stopped by. My name is Zach. This morning, I spilled a whole container of sugar on the floor. What a mess. I had to get the broom and dustpan out to clean it. And honestly, it took a long time to get all of that sugar swept up. Some people think they can clean up their own sin in the same way, through hard work. But 1 John 1:9 says this, "If we confess our sins, God will forgive us. He will make us clean from all the wrong things we have done." Let's learn more about that today. Our story is called God Washed It Away. As Peyton helped his mom clean the living room wall, he couldn't stop thinking about the day before. "I'm really sorry for what I did, Mom." "Peyton," Mom said, "it's over. You're sorry. You've asked for God's forgiveness. Once God has taken care of it, it's gone." Peyton frowned as he scrubbed at the wall. His little sister shouldn't have used it as her canvas. "I shouldn't have stolen that gum. I feel so gross. I never stole before. I never even thought of stealing, but it was so easy." "You're going to get tempted to do a lot of things like that," Mom smiled sadly. "And you're going to give in a lot. The important thing is that you never turn from God because of your guilt." "Wouldn't He rather I do that?" Mom shook her head. "No, Jesus loves you so much that He wants to wash you clean." She dropped her rag into the soapy bucket. "I think we're going to need something different to clean this wall. Let's take a break and go to the store." A little while later, Mom started scrubbing again with the special sponge she had bought. "Wow, these really do work." She stepped back from the wall. "Can you even see where your sister's drawings were?" Peyton shook his head. "It was like magic." "That's how Jesus wants to clean you. How He did clean you when you asked for His forgiveness," Mom said. "Now He wants you to move on. We're not going to keep looking at this wall and thinking about what was there. We're going to see it as new and clean." "Why would God forgive me?" Peyton wasn't ready to let go of what he was feeling. "Because He loves you. Because Jesus died for your sins so you could be clean." Mom let out a soft laugh. "I'm not going to compare my love of a clean home to His love for you, but I clean this wall because I like my home and I like how it looks when it's clean. And God loves you, Peyton. He cares about you more than anyone ever could. He has forgiven you for your sin, and He wants you to let go of your guilt and shame." Peyton looked at the clean wall, and then he turned to his mom and smiled. So how about you? Have you ever done something that you shouldn't and then felt really guilty about it? Did the guilt follow you even after you asked God for forgiveness? If you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, He has washed your sins away and made you clean. You'll still do things that are wrong sometimes, and when you do, confess them to Him. And then let go of your guilt, knowing you've been forgiven. Our key verse is 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
And our key thought today, Jesus has washed you clean. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months and you'll have each day's story right in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages too. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.